hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap Is, the podcast for all that crap that we just love to talk about on the Oprahs, everybody. Hi, I'm Ronnie, and over there is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's up?
Guys, you can catch Ben on his other podcast, Game Brain. Okay, for smart people who like games. Otherwise, we're just being stupid over here on Watch What Crappens. A regular amount of stupid. Welcome to Below Deck Mediterranean Day.
Yeah, welcome everyone. I'm very sleepy. I'm not going to lie, I'm very sleepy. I'm trying to drink coffee to wake myself up. But the good news is that I feel like when I'm sleepy, then who knows? That just means it's going to be a crazy podcast. I just feel like we're just going to say weird shit, you know? And so I'm excited for it. Also, one thing that we have not done in forever, but I think really needs to be done, is give a big thank you to our premium and super premium sponsors. We always go through a list of them at the end of the episode, and be sure to listen to those shout outs, because it's just really so kind and lovely for everyone who contributes and donates on Patreon. But especially our super premium and premiums, we love to give some love to them, because they really are fabulous, fabulous people. So thanks our super premiums and premium people. And with that in mind, guys, I don't know if there's anything else to really announce. I mean, I've said I'm sleepy and I thanked people. Is there really anything else that can be added to that?
Well, go catch the Crappens on Demand videos. This week we did a House of Gucci trailer that was super fun on video. And this week, hopefully, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer is coming out. But we will be doing our Real Housewives recaps on demand. So if you'd rather watch some recaps than listen, you have that option now. You can see how hot we are. So go over there and listen. But today is Below Deck Mediterranean Day. And the title of the show is Can't Fight This Feeling. Which I don't like, you know, I don't like you giving the title of that song to a Malia storyline. I can't fight this feeling anymore. I love that. I sing that to myself every time I finally break down and order a pizza at the end of the week and I'm not supposed to. And I've just promised myself I'm not going to do it. And as it comes up the stairs, I just think, I can't fight this feeling anymore. Now it's ruined.
Yeah, who would have thought that? They would have ruined REO Speedwagon. More like REO ready to go on a yacht, huh?
How about REO Napwagon? Okay. That sounds, you want to write some good Norma. Music. Yeah.
REO Norma Wagon.
So we open with Athena threatening to be one of the worst charter people in history. I feel like Athena is queen of the fake out on this show, because Athena Lucene, like, she keeps acting like she's going to be the worst, and then she's like, never mind, you're wonderful.
I actually got annoyed by that, because she's sort of simultaneously really awful but also really sweet, and I'm like, I felt like she didn't even want to be demanding. I felt like, was she told to be demanding? She just seemed so uncomfortable in her demandingness, but then she was also at the same time still being demanding, and so it was annoying. Right. But then she was also lovely at the same time, and I felt like every time I saw her, I was like, oh God. And then the scene would end and I'd be like, oh, Athena.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just kidding. I'm very nice and love you all. Very supportive. So she is a self-help guru of some kind. Did we talk about this last week?
Yeah, she's like a success counselor. There's something shady about the whole thing, to be honest. Like, you know, a success counselor, and this is her seminar, and these are the successful people, and they're Bitcoin investors, and then this is like Anita who manages them. The whole thing felt like lightly Ponzi-ish, right? Like there was a element of Ponzi scheme going through this whole thing.
Well, I went to her Instagram because I have to know, you know, like what this lady's about. And so I just want to read a little bit of, first of all, her intro to her Insta, her bio or whatever. Athena Lucene is a spiritual thought leader, author, coach, speaker, and host of the Cosmic Celebrity Podcast. The Cosmic Celebrity. Purpose plus passion equals magical living. Purple heart star, purple heart star, purple heart. So I looked through a bunch of her things. And yeah, she is just very self-helpy. She has one of the sunset, and it says, "Feel the love and remember to breathe deeply, star purple heart. We are the light and oneness of all existence. Sun, crown, lady dancing." Emojis.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's really deep.
I take all my money, okay? Here's all my money, Athena Lucene, okay? I want to know what a cosmic celebrity is, and I want to be rich as hell and be on a yacht. So do whatever you need to do. I give myself up to you, Athena Lucene.
It's working. The ruse is working, Ronnie. This is how she gets people. This is how she scams them, okay?
I can't fight this feeling anymore. Like I'm an Athena head now. I'm a Lucene head now, guys.
Lucene. Ario Lucene wagon. So, but by the way, let's also not forget, though, that despite all this, 6 minutes after, 6 minutes after she requested food, she's already down there in the kitchen asking where the food is after only 6 minutes. And so she's really just like breathing down their neck. And then they plate the food, and 6 minutes after plating, she's like, "So yeah, we're running behind right now. So like, you know, like we're just like very hungry." And Katie's like, "We're literally like where he's plating right now. You can see he's plating because he's already made his little mound of dirt, and he's crying, and he's threatening to quit again. All right, so that's how you know the food's about to arrive. Okay, so you can go back to your seat."
And one of the guys is like, "When I don't eat, I lose my hungry, and then later I can't eat." Uh-oh. Don't let him lose his hungry. Hurry up, everybody. So Katie's stressing out. She's like, "I'm trying to manage the boat. I'm trying to look out for guests, but I need the guests to be there and not make it look like I'm not doing my job. Why can't things go smoothly?" So then the people they were waiting for at the table show up because they got their makeup done finally. And Athena's like, "Well, don't worry about it, guys, because they were running behind anyway." "Ma'am, they were not running behind. You guys weren't at the table."
Yeah, and it was only 6 minutes. And yes.
So then she pulls some chair diva stuff. She goes, "Katie, I'm a little uncomfortable sitting like this." And she doesn't like it because she's not sat at the head of the table. She's sitting next to everybody. And so she wants to be at the head of the table. So Katie's like, "Oh, you feel uncomfortable?" She goes, "Yeah, I want to sit there." She goes, "All right, well, we can move you. Lady, move your chair over. Like, is anybody stopping you?"
Well, also, she feels awkward because it's basically what? It's like four... I think there's eight people at the table, about eight or 10, but they're all half are on one side, half are on the other. So now, but she feels awkward sitting like that. So now she moves to the head of the table, which means that there's now this awkward gap to her right. So the person to her left is right there because they were sitting at the end of their side, but now she's vacated her end seat. So now there's this awkward gap between her and the next person. I think that's actually significantly more awkward than what the initial setup was.
Well, she just wants to be at the head of the table because she's the boss, I guess. So yeah. She gets it, and she feels much better. And then we find out the calamari mystery. They like it. Turned out it was fine. It. I guess they served only the rings and not those little baby entire calamaris, which are gross. I mean, they are gross. They're delicious, but they're also
They're delicious.
Gross.
Yeah, we all know we all go for the rings first. But I push back. From last week at Matt trying to make her sound like she was this crazy diva at being like making the craziest request. She basically said, "Only serve the rings and don't overdo it with the Croatian stuff." Like it's literally all that she asked for. I was like, "Oh my God, she just wants so much. I got to do this. I got to do that." Shut up, Matt. So then, so now 6 minutes since the food has been served, Athena's like, "I'm still hungry." So now, she's like, what, she really wants salad and everything.
Yeah,
so
she's
telling
that to Captain Sandy because Captain Sandy's doing that thing where she comes to check. She's like, "How's the food?" And she's like, "We're starving." It's been 6 minutes. She goes, "Well, the captain's got the next one ready. I'm going to very casually go run down there and check on him. Oh my God, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? They're hungry. It's like, wow, way to keep your chill, Captain.
And Matt's like, "Athena and her group at the worst case scenario for my last charter, but challenge accepted. Like the time I went to a sex party and they put me in a sling with three dildos. Challenge accepted."
Yeah, like the time I was on my way to a sex party and I saw a traffic cone in the middle of the street. Challenge accepted.
Like the time I went to a sex party and tried to sweep up all the dirt into a little pile in the middle of the room. Challenge accepted.
Oh, gosh. Well, Matt, I'll tell you this much. They might want a salad last minute, but I saw them taking a picture of their food, so that's good. That's good, isn't it? So then Katie is telling Athena that they're about to play. She goes, Katie, I want a salad. She's like, oh, so you want a salad instead of the main? She's like, no, not instead of, in addition to. So Katie calls down and tells Matt. He's like, what a shit show. Challenge accepted.
Wow, I'm going to have to stop putting doilies on plates to make a salad. What a shit show. Challenge accepted. Why was he putting doilies on those plates anyway? What was... I feel like Natasha from Below Deck Sailing Yacht would have been horrified with the daisies. She wouldn't be able to do her little splashes and
little
dessert art on them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what he was serving. Was he putting like a shrimp cocktail or something on top of them?
I don't know, but he was putting out a lot of doilies. I was actually surprised he even had a doily supply.
He's literally got everything. Do you remember the first day he bought out the entire store? It's like they needed another boat just to carry all the shit he ordered.
He probably designed that meal around the doilies. He's like, what's my last charter? I have to use these doilies.
So then we get accepted. An awkward conversation with Malia and Z drying dishes. And she's like, so are you having a good daisy? And he's like, yes. Daisy. Are you having a good day? And she's like, well, yeah, I mean, you guys are killing it, which helps. That helps quite a bit. And he's like, well, dropped that anchor today, so that was satisfying. And he just waits for approval, but she just keeps drawing.
Yeah, and he just talks about how difficult it is to get into yachting and how everyone wants you to have experience, but then no one wants to give you experience if you're green. And he says that he's still greenish, light green, moving towards teal, etc. So we're still on this story of Z rising the ranks of he's basically doing the Matrix. He's doing the Matrix storyline of yachting, you know. I'm just hoping that we don't have another cliffhanger where a rope snaps and nearly kills him, because that's like every episode. It's like, Z!
So then Athena is still looking around for her food, and she's getting very upset about the food. She keeps looking at her watch, and it's been 9 minutes till the last course was cleared. So they start setting up the main, and he's making the salad. And so she's like, well, for your main, you have a Croatian lamb pica. And she's like, hold on. Let me see about this. Let me see, Katie. It's tender. Like, again, another threat. She's like, I will see if this is good. It is good. Delicious. Great job.
She literally acts like she's in the Hurt Locker. She's like, wait, everyone, hold on. Hold on, everyone. Clear. Make a perimeter. Okay, I'm going in. Checking out this lamb pica. Let me see. It's good. We're safe. We're done here. Okay, guys. Thank you.
But feel free to bring up that salad anytime. She goes, it's right behind me, Athena. So then Courtney is just starting to build some resentment. She's down doing cabins, and she's like, I hate doing beds. Fuck my life. So then back to Athena. She's like, Lexi, I'm going to need this table cleaned right here, this part right here. And she's like, okay, well, when we clear the tables, we wipe the whole thing off. She goes, oh, no. It's bothering me right now. So you need to come around and clean this. And she's like, okay. So she does it. She's like, thank you. Thank you. Wow. Wow.
It was just a weird flex. Part of me wonders if these flexes are part of her seminar. You know, it's probably like step one. If you see something you want, you ask for it. You go for it. You don't care what it makes you look like. I felt like she was trying to do things so that way later she could point to them and, you know, show why her method works or something strange.
Maybe. So yeah, maybe they just cut out a bunch of lines that make her not look like an asshole, because you know how Bravo will do that. So maybe yes. She's like, guys, I need this spot cleared, and you did it. And that shows that when we want something, we put it into action, and that's how we get what we want. Or like, you know what? I don't want to sit here. I want to move there. You see how I just changed my position in the world? That's what we all need to do for ourselves, you know? But they cut out all the positive things and just make her look like a total dick.
Yeah, or maybe there's just like some contextual elements that they just removed, like a bird, like a seagull just like landed on the table right there and then like pooped and then like flew off. And she's like, could you please clean this? And we're like, fuck you, diva. And she's like, a seagull literally just sat there. And like, she doesn't want to sit on the one side of the table because there's like an exposed nail under the table that her her knee is hitting. Yeah. They just make her look awful. So anyway, so Courtney, meanwhile, she's groaning downstairs. She doesn't think it's fair that Lexi gets to be back on service. And, you know, she's still just really mad, ultimately, that she had to change rooms on pickup day. So then Athena decides that she wants to go talk to Matthew. And and she decides she wants to talk to Matthew, but then there's like a thunderclap and it's like lightning and thunder. And I was expecting Athena to ask if she could speak with the weather. Like, hi, I'd like to speak with the weather. We'd like to not have rain tonight, please. Thank you. Thanks so much. No rain, please.
So they start putting covers on the furniture, and then the captain goes up to the bridge and they've put Lloyd on night watch and he's not there. She's like, where is Lloyd? So then yeah. Katie is talking to the chef and she's like, they're asking to see you. And he's like, are they happy or not? She's like, I have no idea. Management method. Just kidding. It rhymes with that. Can you guess what it is?
So he's like really nervous. So he comes up there with his goofy puppy dog eyes, like the look he gives when he's quit for the fifth time and is trying to get his job back. So he's like, hi, everyone. And Athena says, did they tell you that we wanted to talk to you? It's been an interesting evening, huh? Yeah? Huh? And then we go
dun,
to our
dun,
show.
Dun, dun, I'm about to be a monster. Usually the courses continue to go in a progressive flow. Dun, 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 I'm going to be the worst guest ever. But it worked out generously. You handled it very well. Just kidding, I'm the best guest ever.
Did you like how I worked in both the word progressive and flow together? That was pretty good. Success, everyone. Success. Oh, also, I noted...
Flo, I also the longest working commercial actress of all time.
Of all time. I also noticed that they were in a place called Zlarin, Croatia. And I was like, of course they're in, like, Jill Zlarin land right now. Hi! Welcome to Croatia! What you should have done, you should have called Bobby while you had the chance. Yeah, goodbye.
So the captain is telling Lloyd, you know, when the wind gusts, you got to take care of the wind. You don't leave the bridge. Now, what happens when the wind gusts? Well, I can tell you what happens when the stock exchange hits 90 and I'm sitting on a baseball bat in the desk and people are hitting me with books. No, focus. Stay on the bridge. Stay on the bridge. This is right. I trust you, Lloyd. He's like, God, she's the best boss I've ever had. She's the best boss.
Lloyd has, as we find out, has been through the ringer with his last boss. And now just like anyone who shows him a shred of kindness, he's like, she is the most competent and wonderful boss I've ever had. So meanwhile, Courtney is just still crabby. She's still in the laundry room, just so angry about the cabin. They just keep cutting to her just in a full, you know, Jan Brady hissy fit mode. It's like, what do I have to do my service down here? I was the one, maybe I should, I don't want to change my room. Why do I have to change my room? I don't want Lexi get to go in service, daddy. So then upstairs.
Yeah, she's sent to bed. And then Katie's like, well, you know, Lexi likes being on service and she's doing a good job and the guests like her. So I don't think it's fair to take that away from her just because she caused a little drama, which is totally the problem with Courtney. She's like, this bitch comes in here and, you know, makes an ass out of herself. So now we all have to kiss her butt.
Yeah, exactly. And so now Lexi's just like talking to she's hanging out with a guest. There's one guest named Jackpot and he's talking about income. I feel like I don't want financial advice from someone named Jackpot only because Jackpot is like,
it's like gambling, right?
Gambling. Yeah. It's like literally like the most unreliable thing.
Yeah.
Hit Jackpot.
Hi. Would you like some financial advice? My name is Slot Machine. So
I know my name is Roulette.
And he says really meaningless things. This kind of advice makes me crazy. He's like, you know, Lexi, you're in control of your income. If you want more, you get more.
Oh, really? Is that how it works? Okay. Okay.
It's like when people talk or give diet advice and they say, the way you lose weight is you burn more calories than you eat. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
So then... now Matt goes into his room. He's like, what a day, huh? And then Katie is talking to her friend on the phone, and Lexi's just like muttering to herself. And then Dave wakes up in the middle of the night. Really, the only thing that was worthwhile out of this little montage was that Courtney reached over for her phone and dropped like a shelf of electronics on Malia's face in the middle of the night.
Yeah. So then in the morning, Malia and David are in the mess, and she's like, so how'd it go last night, David? He's like, brilliantly. And then there's just awkward silence. And she tells us there's always that fine line where you want to just, like, you know, let him down, but not be a bitch. But also you want to be stern enough so that he doesn't do it again.
Yeah. And Courtney, everyone's just sort of doing morning stuff, et cetera. And Katie says she didn't sleep well because Lexi apparently has like a million things that keep flashing and lighting up the cabin. So now the guests are putting in their breakfast orders, and they're not going to do a proper service. Katie won't do a proper service. They're just going to eat when they want to eat. So now Athena's back in the galley, and now she's asking about cakes. Cakes are like the bane of Matt's existence. She wants one cake that will say, Happy Birthday, FX Capital, which I would think it should be Happy Anniversary, but no, who am I? And then she wants their logo on the cake, and then she wants a second cake that should say Project Millionaire. And she just wants like two wonderful cakes. So in my mind, I'm thinking, if you're going to do a cake on a yacht, you're going to do like a two-tier cake with rounds, right? Like, I think that's just like a given. Am I crazy?
No, that's, yeah, I would think so too. Yeah. Or call for the cakes. call for the cakes, people. You've already done like it.
Already done.
Right. It's a special cake. You don't make cakes. Call for the cake. Okay.
Yeah. So then Matt's talking to Courtney in the galley, and he's like, so any nicknames? My nickname is Hairy Penis. Does that skeeve you out?
And she's like, well, I've always wanted to be Coco. He's like, Coco, hey, Coco, you want to help me tonight? Because they want a cake, and they want a logo on their cake. And Coco, challenge accepted. So then Lloyd is talking about the bridge. He's like, well, I was on the bridge, but then I went off the bridge, and then the wind started blowing, so then I went back on the bridge. It was quite an ordeal. And she's like, well, if the wind blows, you stay on the bridge. And he's like, right. You know, Malia has been a breath of fresh air compared to my last boss. I don't even want to talk about it. Not even a little bit. I do not want to talk about it, producers. Stop asking me.
Malia, let me tell you something. I got a brilliant word of the day today. Scintilla. Not to be confused with caterpillar or calabasas. Scintilla. And she's like, great, thanks. So then,
or squintrilla, which would be a squinting gorilla. But I'm not sure if that's actually in the dictionary. But for today, we'll stop with scintilla, which is a spark as opposed to the whole of something. And she's like, great. I like that.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me that incredibly common word. So, I have another word for you. The word is tons, as in, there are tons of things to do. It's word of the day. Tons.
So balloon delivery. And Matt's like, the adventures of cake boy and cake girl. Courtney, Coco.
So now we get the first glimpse of this cake. And it looks like a ghost that someone stepped on. It's like a Pac-Man ghost. They're just like going through the world, just trying to find Pac-Man. And then someone stepped on the ghost. And the ghost got basically compressed. And the ghost is like, I didn't think I could get stepped on because I'm a ghost. But I guess I got stepped on. And now here I am. I'm a stepped on ghost.
Terrible, flat little ghost. And then he's like, okay, well, you're going to make the logo, right, Coco? Okay, look, Courtney, lovely girl. Okay, fun girl. Sweet girl. And, you know, we know that she's going to help. She's always going to be the one to raise her hand in class. Like in the beginning of the season, when the chef was gone, she's like, well, I'm a nanny. Maybe I can put something together for food. It was terrible. Okay. Do not ask Courtney for help. She's supposed to ice this cake and make it this gorgeous logo. She's taking the food dye and just squeezing it directly onto the cake instead of like mixing it with icing to make actual icing. Did you notice that?
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. At first I thought it was When she was writing, I thought it was like that stuff that they put on like a TCBY cake, right? I thought it was like the sugar stuff. But you're right, because then when she scraped it, it dyed it. So it looked ridiculous anyway. Like, that's not how you – first of all, the fact that it was a sheet cake and it wasn't even like a – it wasn't even like an elegant sheet cake, because you could do a sheet cake. You could do an elevated sheet cake, right? But it was just like the frosting was sort of like – was like mounding up on the sides. It was like high in the middle, and – it was like if I made it, if like you came over and I was like, hey, why don't I make a sheet cake for us? That's the sheet cake I would make, right? But like if you're on a yacht, it looked ridiculous. And then she comes in, you're right, she was totally the dye. She was riding with dye, which is absolutely insane. Also insane that like, everything.
Like, why wouldn't he say something? Why wouldn't he say, you don't put that directly on it. Do you mix it with ice? I mean, it was crazy. These people are going to have some poop problems, okay? You're supposed to have, like, one drop of dye will do a whole thing of icing, okay? And she's putting, like, entire tubes of dye. People are going to be pooping out the weirdest colors for, like, a week.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. And so she writes, happy birthday, and it looks ridiculous because it doesn't look like a super yacht, right? And first of all, Matt is a chef, a yacht chef, and he should know how to decorate a cake. I'm sorry, he should know how to do it, okay? So she's writing it, and then she's like, oh, this looks like a chart. This is terrible. Oh, I'm just going to scrape it off. So when she goes to scrape it off, she's using this green dye. So then it turns this like dark green, like lawn color, like an unattractive green color. And so then they decide that they're going to make it the logo is like green and yellow. So they make it into like two triangles, but they just kind of spread the dye around on top. So it looks like a crayon almost. Like, why didn't you mix half your frosting with one color, half with another? You know, like, it's crazy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial. So then, meanwhile, the captain tells Malia, hey, Malia, whose life are we going to change today with education and lifting up their soul into a leadership position? And she's like, David, if you want, you can go to the bridge with Sandy. And she's like, David, be my guest. Here's your thruster. Here's your future. Let's get started.
Captain Sandy, would it be terribly forward if I asked you to be my girlfriend?
I'm sorry, that's not going to work out. Just hold on to the thruster.
Note taken. Thank you very much.
Malia's a great leader. She delegates. She offers up opportunities. Obviously, she's attractive. But what attracts me to her the most is her strength and her work ethic.
God, I love Malia.
So Courtney, I think, came up with pretty much the best workaround that I think that they could probably come up with given their situation. She prints out little signs that say happy fourth birthday, like very, it's still very childlike, but she prints them out and she cuts them into like sort of starbursts and everything. And she attaches them onto toothpicks and sticks them into the cake. I think it's better than if she had tried to actually decorate the cake themselves. So, you know, I give her credit for a sort of, you know, arts and crafty workaround, right?
Yeah. So then we go over to Lexi and Katie. They're doing the table settings for dinner. And Lexi's like, I want to do a Great Gatsby party, but I want Leo to be there. And Katie goes, oh, I've met him, eh? My first party in Cannes. She's like, yeah, well, I heard he really likes to party in Cannes. She goes, oh, he does. And he likes his models. Oh, he does. I hear it from my friends who are models and beauty pageant people. Like me, but poor. Like they're poor versions of me, basically.
I hear he likes Matchbox cars. Oh, if you only knew. And chopsticks. Oh, yes. And forks that only have two tines. Oh, if only you knew, Lexi. If only you knew.
Let's see. Night docking. Uh-oh. You know what? We're going to have to dock at night because of the weather. And it's hard because it's dark, which means it's hard to see because it's dark. You know what makes it easy to see? Light. Which comes from sun, which happens in the daytime, which it's not, which is going to make this difficult.
You know, crew safety is really important. Hey, let's look at that footage of the rope that sort of went a little fast and we all thought Z died. Let's see that again. And we see the rope and they're like, Z, no! Oh, God. Remember when we thought he died? Oh, God, it's the ghost of Z. Oh, you're alive. Oh, thank God. Oh.
So let's see. Two dolphins, which are not the real ones. Don't worry. And then Lexi has tons of balloons. And so they make it look like this kind of crazy comedy where they're trying to dock at night, but then Lexi's coming with tons of balloons, but they're about to dock, but the balloons are coming, but the dock is coming, but the balloons are about to fly in Captain Sandy's face. What is about to happen?
Like, they were about to dock, but there were so many balloons that the yacht lifted out of the water and floated over to Panama.
Seemed like they were building something there, but they're like, nope, just kidding. We docked, and the balloons got, you know, what balloons get, which is tied to Cheers. Good job, everybody.
They like to build as much chaos into docking as possible by cross-cutting, and since balloons are inherently chaotic, they're like, great, this is the perfect prop for this scene. Balloons, just show the balloons again. More, more, more. So now Athena goes down into the galley to see the cakes, and she sees the signs, and she's like, I'm disappointed. And she has every right to. This is where the context clues have not been edited out. She has, her disappointment makes full sense. I totally support it. I totally get it. And she's like, I wanted like a two-tier or a three-tier cake, like not this like pile of dough with sugar frosting, right?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she was disappointed, but you know what? That sucks, but you just got to keep moving on. I got an A for effort, Coco. And Courtney's like, I told you she expected extravagant. So then at dinner, of course, they're like, oh my God, we're so hungry. We're so hungry. And then we get one of Matt's classics, where he just calls things deconstructed to sound fancy.
I'm so glad you are bringing this up.
What is
I'm
a deconstructed so caprese salad? A caprese salad is slices of cheese and tomato. That's all
it's
it is.
Already, it's already deconstructed. The only way it could become more deconstructed is if you put each one in its own corner of a plate. Okay? And that's not what it was. It was literally just a caprese salad. I totally noticed that too, and it made me so mad. It is like the most deconstructed salad there is.
Yeah, so they get their deconstructed caprese salad, and then they start laughing because they're like, wow, I noticed the portions are a lot bigger this time.
Yeah, and he serves like a baby lobster that Athena thinks is a shrimp, and I don't blame her. If I, by the way, give me a full size, give me an adult lobster, not a baby lobster, okay? First of all, you need the baby lobsters because you need them to grow up in the world and have sex and have other baby lobsters and then be eaten, okay? So then Matt is telling Malia, he's like, oh my God, oh, I really don't want to leave the boat. He's doing his whole like sad sack campaign of like, oh, I really like it here. Oh man, as if he wasn't awful. This is the second time he's like flaked out, and now he's doing the whole trying to sort of not guilt everyone, but you know, be the sweet little boy. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, sir. So yeah, he's all sad about it, and then they start taking pictures, and Katie's like, well, they were even happy with the cakes after all that. And so then Athena's like, wow, he's really good at desserts too. What are you talking about? He just gave you the worst cakes of all time. But whatever. And one of the guys is like, well, I just want to appreciate it, say thank you. I appreciate everyone here. Let's keep creating moments like this.
Okay. And then we see Jackpot doing like an Instagram video in a robe and being like, living my best life on a 150-foot yacht. Like, that is the most stereotypical Ponzi scheme video, right? I'm sure the guy who did the Firefest has a video of him in a robe on a yacht somewhere being like, ah, yeah, Firefest, where you get to live on yachts. Like, if you ever see a video of someone in a robe on a yacht, you know, promising you the most amazing experience of your life, it's a scheme. It's a con. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. So then Lexi and Katie talk, and Katie's like, well, you know, it was all right. I mean, Athena's just Athena, oh yes. And Lexi says, yeah, demanding isn't even the word. And so we see Lexi doing late night vacuuming, and Lexi has just been on her best behavior, right? She's like, look at me saying nothing ever except fun things and staying up late without complaining too loudly.
Yeah. And my favorite part of all, the night ends with a cat on the dock. So then it's the morning and Courtney's making some juice. I don't know. It's like so funny. Every week we're always like, why do we write this stuff down? Why am I writing down that Courtney's making juice? Like, it literally has nothing to do with anything. So it's Matt's last day. And then we see there's this scene of Z reading something off of Facebook. I didn't really hear what he was saying, but It was something about like a stain and getting rid of a stain.
I'm getting deep on sitting balls and high diving because you came up right up to her. I wrote, huh? I don't get it. Ben will. That's what I wrote. No. So
I said, I don't get it, and I'm not going back to get it. So then Malia's like, what are you thinking? And Lloyd said, I guess she says that to, I don't know. She says,
yeah, because they're looking at girls on Instagram, basically. And Dave says, I am a bit high, mate. And so Malia comes in and she's like, what, Lloyd, what is that shit eating grin on your face? And he's like, I'm just thinking of what a complete and utter failure David is with women. And they all start cracking up.
Yeah. And so now Athena's telling Sandy how great the food was. And Sandy is like, Matthew hasn't had any complaints about the food. Matthew's problem is Matthew, okay? He's a creep. And even himself, he knows he's a creep, okay? That's the problem, okay? So then they're serving breakfast. And now Matt is doing, again, more of this bullshit. Oh, wow, it's starting to sink in. I mean, this is it. This is the end. This is the season finale, series finale of Cheers. We're closed. Oh, man, maybe I'll go off and get married to Shelley Logg. But I won't. I'm going to come back and keep on running the bar. Oh, man.
So then it's time for the guests to leave. So they're all lined. Everybody's lined up outside. And Athena comes down and she's like, Captain Sandy. Thank you. Katie, thank you. Lexi, thank you. You, I'm sorry I don't remember you. Has she been here the whole time? Who is this?
Jan Brady impersonator, thank you so much. I'm sorry we didn't get to see your bit, but, you know, I'm sure it was great.
My name is Courtney. She's like, well, okay, well, nice to meet you, finally, lady who hasn't been here this whole... I've been here the whole time!
Okay, whatever you say. What was it? What'd you say? Cottage? Cotillion? What's your name? Oh, it doesn't even matter. Bye-bye now. Also, the rest of the guests are wearing like red and white checkered shirts. I don't understand what that was about, but it bothered me. So
yeah, they were all dressed like Italian restaurant tables. Not really that's sure what that was about.
I was like, they're all going to balance cannolis on their head.
Yeah.
So then Athena's like, honestly, thank you so much. It was beautiful pampering, aside from those times when I had to tell you to clean, you know, a random spot on the table. Truly magical moments. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. And then she's, like, so sweet and, like, so warm and smiling. And then she leaves and, like, gives them a big wave. And I was like, oh, Athena.
So then Captain calls Matt to the bridge. And she's like, you know, I was in my cabin. I was thinking about it long and hard. You know, this is a hard situation for me. You know, if I was wind, it would be a tornado. Because here I am forming. Don't want to kill anybody, but it's in my nature when things are in my way. So here's the thing. I need to be able to... Oh, sorry. I'm going to need to take a moment and digest Dorothy's aunt's house. Hold on a sec. Oh. All right. I'm back. Okay. I just need to be able to trust my crew. Okay. Now I know everyone has their breaking points, but you came back. You came back.
That showed you care or don't have another job, okay? And you command your galley. You have passion in what you do. Everyone loves you except for most of the crew. And the clients, some people on Craigslist, they all love you, okay? And I want to finish with the crew I start with, okay? It's like you and those parties you always talk about. You just want to finish, right? So I'm going to trust you to finish the season out.
Now, in other words, long story short, Luca ended up leaving the hotel room and getting COVID, okay? So we're stuck with you.
So here's what I found out. Long story short, Luca and Dushka, they kind of have a thing going on the pirate ship. It's hard to really get between the two of them. So it's going to be either you or Courtney. So let's finish with the crew we have, right?
You know, I was actually the preacher on their boat, which is actually stationed right next to us. And their vows were solid and meat. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful day.
So Matt goes, oh, well, I'm going to behave myself. And I understand when you made that decision. It was a humbling decision. But this means the world to me. I can't wait to make more sloppy cakes for your guests. Oh, thanks, Sandy.
I can't wait to deconstruct some already deconstructed things.
Wow. So I hope you guys are hungry for nothing for lunch, okay?
So they have tip meeting next, and the captain's like, "Well, thanks for joining us, Matthew." He's like, "Thanks for letting me, Captain Sandy." And she's like, "Lexi, thanks for keeping your crazy head in the crazy game. Okay, now guys, here's what we had: a complete reset of Game On, which is incredible. So thank you, and I'm gonna thank you just like Athena thanked you, with a nice fat tip of the lowest tip of the season. So enjoy that." Okay, it was $1,500.
Yeah. Split up six ways. Oh, Courtney, I almost forgot about you. Well, I guess it's even less money for everyone.
It would have been more, but she forgot Courtney was on the boat. So
so now Courtney is like crying again downstairs. She's making a bed. She's crying. She, you know, she's hurt. Athena forgot her name. Lexi was got a pat on the back. She just feels really unappreciated. So she's just sort of doing quiet sniffling. And now we get everyone watching and getting dressed and everything. And then Malia's British really comes out when she asks a question, right? So here we see her telling Courtney, "Are you excited about tonight?" Like, where does this accent come from?
And Courtney's like, "Well, I'm over people getting patted on the back for not being absolute cut fitnesses." And Malia starts laughing. And then it's time to go out. And so Lexi's like, "Last time we went out, like, there wasn't really friendly. So I'm going to want a drink, but I don't want to go overboard because I need there to be friendly."
Yeah. So now they're all getting into vans. And David's talking to Matt, and he goes, "If there's a girl I would generally be with, it would be Malia." Oh. Malia is just, you know, it's just a fine line. The last thing I want to do is overstep the mark. Silence is golden with that one. Until I make the first move, and if there's ever a first move to make, and it's safe in my hand.
Because Matt's being so gross. He's like, "So here we are in the van. Hey, guys, might be a bang-free season this season. Hey, would Lexi be the one that you bang if you were going to bang anyone? Tell me how you'll bang Lexi. Tell me about it." Jesus, you're so creepy.
Like, you know, the some. It's just so terrible when people just can't do that kind of talk right. You know, I don't know what you call that talk. I don't want to be like sex talk, and it's not really the locker room talk. It's just adults talking about sexuality and relationships. But when there's that one person who just always gets it wrong,
yeah, because he's just the creep. Because anybody else could be like, "Hey, is anybody getting laid this season? Is there anybody you guys want to hook up with? It's fine." But it's the whole like, "Who would you bang? You gonna bang Lexi?
Who do you want to cream on, huh?" And you're like, "Ugh, stop it." Like a little bit too, he paints too realistic a picture. Sorry everyone, it was really visceral. We all have that image now, especially the same episode as that cake, you know.
Yeah, you've had that a lot today. You've had like imaginary splooge sessions on a lot of people today, actually, in our other recaps. I think this is like your third imaginary splooge
thing. Wait, I don't remember the other splooge references I made.
In Shaws of Sunset, somebody splooged on somebody. And Michael Darby, geez, of course, probably splooged on somebody in Real Housewives.
You're
having a very splooge forward day.
Very splooge forward day of recaps. Very splooge forward. What can I say? Oh, Jesus Christ. So, is that jism in this recap? So
remember when you didn't know what jism was because you didn't know it had two syllables?
Well, I only knew what jizz was. I thought jism. I mean, I was able to deduce. Oh, I was able to deduce what it was. I just hadn't heard people call it in its full proper name. Oh, you know, man. I've only heard it being used as jizz. I guess that's just my.
Didn't know the Latin root word for it.
I didn't know the proper the proper name for it. No, I did not know that. It's like the first time you find out that Gigi's real name is Golnessa. It's like, wow. So now that everyone's at a restaurant and they're all ordering food and drinks and cheers to no one quitting tonight. So then Courtney starts explaining her alter ego, which is Chloe. And she's like, "Chloe's just drunk Courtney. She's a hoe." And the funny part is they just show a random picture of Courtney. Just like, it's like her sightseeing and like, "Chloe's drunk Courtney." I'm like, oh, so is this drunk, hoey drunk Courtney is just this like benign lady, like
sightseeing right now. Like, look at that slut sightseeing.
God. And Matt's like, everyone needs a nickname. Who are you going to be, Z? And he's like, I'm Maverick. And Malia's like, you know what, Z? Like, I really like that your generation, it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, you guys just like get things done. And he's like, well, it is a very masculine world that we live in, you know, this yachting, like, and there aren't many black people in the industry either. And she goes, yeah, I wanted to ask you, how have you felt being a black person in the industry? And he says, well, when I was with my brothers, they said that me being a black guy trying to get a job will put me 10 times back from white guys who are green, which sucks. And so he talks about that a little bit and how now things are changing pretty rapidly, and so there are more eyes on things, and it makes it more difficult for people to be discriminatory, which is good. And then Lloyd is saying, well, I hope in the next 10 years, you know, things will change, because on my last boat, my captain would say, bleep, but I think he said the F word. He would say the words like that, horrible, horrible words.
Yeah, so he's saying how basically Lloyd starts saying how owners can hire whoever they want, regardless of race or sex or orientation. It's just like not fair, but that's just the way the world works. So yeah, so you know, they address that. And also, I thought it was odd that Malia was like, your generation, as if she's like friggin' Patti LuPone or something. Like,
I know.
When I was in yachting back in 1974, it's like, Malia, you're like 28, 29. I know,
she's like old man of the sea over there.
Your generation. So so then Matt pays for dinner, you know, to sort of
Malia finishes the conversation by going, Z, don't worry. On deck, you're just green. Which I thought was funny. So then Matt's like, where do I put the tip? Where do I put the just a tip? Just a tip, am I right? Cornhole, just a tip.
And then they all get back in their vans, and Courtney's with Z, and she's like, Chloe and Maverick together, daddy! Which is, like, my favorite is when the two of them get drunk. Like, I love their drunk relationship. It's so cute and funny. Like, I just love them.
And Matt paid for that whole dinner, by the way.
Yeah.
So then Lloyd is in the other car with Malia and Katie, and he's like, thanks for being such a good boss, Malia, because I came from such a toxic work situation. Okay, this poor guy has been trying to jam the storyline in here all day, and no one will let him, right? So he brings it up again. He's like, it was so toxic, my work situation. She goes, yeah, well, you know what? I really want to make deck fun because I really believe that it can be fun. And so she starts going off on some monologue about how she's going to change deck life. And this poor guy is never going to get it in.
And meanwhile, Matt is like, I spent $150,000 on sex last year. And Lexi goes, I believe that. I believe it too, to be honest.
And Courtney's like, yeah, well, you go to sex parties, you pay for it, and you own it. He goes, no, actually, you don't pay for the sex, you just pay for... And then they kind of stop him and start talking about something else. And I was like, I want to hear that. What is he going to say? He's not paying for the sex parties, just the valet? Like, what was he going to say? I need the end of that sentence.
They're like, can we talk about literally anything else right now? Like, can we talk about coronavirus? Can we talk about, I don't know, literally anything other than Matt's paid for sex life.
Yeah.
So now they all wind up back on the boat and everyone's partying. And Malia and Lexi have like a nice little scene in their room where they're sort of burying the hatchet. And Malia's talking about how she was like, I really am sincere. Like, I was being sincere and everything. And she pulls this line again where she says, if we all got judged by our boozy nights, we'd all get kicked off the boat. So I should probably give her a second chance, which did not actually sound very sincere. I'm like, yes, you should. Like, you are going to judge her on her boozy night, whether you like it or not. You are going to.
Yeah, Lexi's like, well, I know. I feel sorry for judging you because really, like, you're authentic. And I took all that the wrong way. It's like, you're both full of shit right now. But hey, you know what? At least you're making an effort at work, right? So then the hot tub isn't on. So they decide to party in the main salon instead. And David whips off his shirt again.
Yeah. Like, and then,
wow.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, nice work and everything. It's just, this is an awkward crew. This is a very awkward crew. So Lexi is having some water, And they're like, Lexi, come join us. Have a shot. She's like, actually, I'm just going to have a banana tonight. They're like, well, have a shot and then chase it with the banana.
And she's upset because she feels like last time she got drunk and everyone was unhappy. And now she's trying to be better. And now they're trying to get her drunk. And like she's like, do they want me riled up or not? I'm like, yes, they want you riled up. Of course, that's exactly what their plan is. They want to like build a case against you.
Yeah, but they weren't mad that you were drunk. They were mad that you were an asshole. So,
yeah, exactly. You know? So now David's like just watching Malia dance. He's like, and then yeah. Lloyd is dancing with Lexi, and everyone's just dancing, and Courtney and Daria are dancing close. And Courtney's like, I love Z. He's so cute. I don't think I've ever squatted so much when I've been dancing. And then she talks about how, like, if they're nice to me, I end up not liking them. Whereas if they're horrible and we don't end well, then I want them. I sound crazy. I swear I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. No, excuse me, but I go back to crying while I make my beds because someone forgot my name. Thank you.
So then Matt leaves and he's like, I've been redeeming myself all season, so I don't need another reason, you know? I'm going to just sit this one out with my hands down my pants while I think about stepping on bugs. Oh, yeah.
So now David decides he's going to go in. He's going to go in and make his move. So he goes up to Malia. He goes, could I? Bad time. Because she's dancing. And so she like almost hits him in the face. So he like comes in this like very awkward beat. And she's like, good time, bad time. And she's like, four. He's like, well, remember the question I asked you last charter, Malia? Remember that question? Is that a yes you remember? And she's like, yeah. And she goes, is that a yes you remember the question? Or... no, because you gave me a maybe on that one. So, you know, give me a no, or I'll leave it alone, or give me a yes, or I'll be like, it'll be like fucking, oh, okay. Just, he just starts dancing. He's like dancing in a circle while like not really. He's being sort of like elliptical, but dancing in a circle. And it's just like
so awkward. Incredibly and Lloyd, awkward. Everyone's watching them, right? Because they've all seen him staring her down the whole night. Like, yeah, I'm going to get me a piece of that. And so they're all kind of watching him. And Lloyd's like, I was yearning for him to look in my eyes so I could be like, don't do it. And he's like, all right, so come on now. What do you think? And then Lloyd tells Katie what's going on. And Katie looks over and she goes, oh, no, he's dreaming. Please, no. Oh, God, no.
Is he out of his mind? And so then David is like, so he literally says, I'm going to spin around until you give me an answer. And Malia's like, And he goes, can you sit for a moment? I'm fully into you. And she's like, okay. So they sit down, like,
no,
in the middle
this
of this.
This is so hard to watch. I can't look at this.
He's like, I genuinely love everything about you. And they're just like all laughing. You are a powerful woman that every girl should aspire to be. You're the equivalent of my mum to me. Is this making me more attractive?
She goes, I'm like your mother. And he's like, oh gosh, well, I really don't like silence. I don't like to just keep it in. And she's like, well, I've had a really rough year and I just want to be single. All the single ladies, you know? And he's like, so I'll do away then? And she's like, yeah.
All right, one last question. Do you think you'd give me a bedtime story, Mum? Is that possible? She's like, no, I can't do that. So, Katie and Lloyd are talking in the corner, and Katie is saying that Malia respects her job way too much for anything to happen. And Lloyd's like, well, you know, I went to a job where I was God to 50 people, you know, car dealership, books at my head, etc. And then I went to yachting and was treated like shit by my captain. He called me, and then it's like the F word, the gay F word. And he goes, I mean, like, I'm 90% straight, which I thought was sort of a funny percentage diagnostic, you know? So Katie's like, babe, no one cares. And then he starts to cry. And I didn't realize when he said I'm 90% straight that he was sort of coming out as bisexual. I mean,
yeah, he's
little...
been trying this whole episode to come out as bisexual. No one will let him finish a fucking sentence. So now he does. And she's like, no one cares. And she says, it doesn't matter. Look at me. And he's sobbing now, like he's really crying. And she's like, you're a beautiful person. I mean, your soul's like insane, even if you're gay. I mean, it's okay. So you're gay. You're still a good person. That's kind of how that sounded to me. And he's like, but they all called me the F word. Emily is like, let's go give him a hug right now. So everybody hugs him. And he's like, but I got called the F word.
And he's like, Lord, we support you. We support you. And he's like sobbing. He's like, this is the first time that people want to talk to me. And then Lexi walks in and I got so scared. I was like, oh, no, please, Lexi, don't ruin this moment. But she's OK. And they're just being really nice. And then Courtney and like Z are sort of just like drunk and meandering about. They, at one point, they just enter in. They're so confused by what's happening. They're just so wasted, the two of them. And Malia's like, you know, Lloyd, I went to college and I swung both ways, and I still do. I still do, which means that, David, you have twice as much competition. Sorry, buddy.
And he's like, if the world was full of more Lloyds, imagine how great it would be. And Malia says, yeah, I don't want you to feel like you can't be yourself. I mean, you know, these guys on this boat aren't those guys. And so Malia tells us that this industry is still really toxic and how shitty it is and stuff. And then she has her crying moment.
Yeah. And then Z and Courtney are just wasted. Just like, are there grilled cheese around? Like, what's happening here? Is there anything we can eat? So then Lloyd's like, Malia, you are the best boss I've ever had. You know, David was so pissed. Like, that was my line. That's my line with Malia. How could you use my line?
And so then Lloyd talks about the varying scale, which is a Kinsey scale, I think he means. And he's like, yeah, you know, if the scale wants to move up or down, why does anyone care? It's something I've had on my mind since I was in school, but there were very few people to talk about it with. And it's really cute. So good for you, buddy. Yeah.
Good for you, Lloyd. And that's where it ends. So that was the episode. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We're going to be back tomorrow with a recap of Real Housewives of New York. And then later in the week, we'll have, of course, Beverly Hills. So lots to look forward to. And be sure to sign up for Crappens On Demand for our videotaped, not videotaped, our streamed episodes, whatever, on camera. And that's at patreon.com/watchforcrappens. And until then, thank you all for listening, and we will talk to you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Let's give a kissarino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Always the Wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
The Incredible Edible Matthews Sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.